Night on this Tuesday, March 20th, rolls on. I'm Scott Beatty along with Michael Kaiser. In the 104th State House race, the Republican primary winner is Cindy Cunningham. She joins us here in just a moment, but it has now also become more official with Bruce Rauner claiming victory and Jeannie Ives conceding in the Republican race for the nominee for governor. So Bruce Rauner against J.B. Pritzker on the ballot in November for governor. Also in the 15th congressional district race on the Republican side, Kevin Gaither is in sight of an official win there as the Republican nominee. He will oppose, Democratic nominee, I beg your pardon, he will oppose John Shimkus in November. We are joined now by Cindy Cunningham. Good evening, Cindy. We just talked briefly with Chad Hayes, and now we are talking to you as you seek to replace him in the 104th district. Congratulations on your victory tonight.
Well, thank you very much. It's very exciting.
You defeat Frank McAuliffe. What was the difference maker in your mind?
I walked door to door in the last 2 weeks. Me and a group of volunteers knocked on over 1,300 doors in Vermilion County, and I believe that that's what did it. We did very well in Champaign County, but I think what brought me close to Reverend Frank was the canvassing door to door.
Cindy, this is Michael. Just thanks for your time tonight. I know it's pretty late, but you're probably up anyway. Probably can't really sleep from the excitement.
It's pretty exciting, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Well, congratulations on winning the nomination tonight. This, as we talked about in the interview prior to the election, it's a heavy Republican district. What are your plans? And maybe you haven't gotten that far yet because you wanted to focus on winning the nomination, of trying to combat that and combat the fact that it is a heavy Republican district to try to beat Mike Maron in November.
Well, it just is going to depend on what the voters want to see, how they want to be represented. I want to do my best for the working people, for the unions, and for our schools. My opponent has been working on those things as well. But there hasn't been much progress. So I think maybe at this point people might be willing to try something new, or at least that's my hope.
And you've spent quite a bit of time in Springfield just lobbying for seniors and the senior advocate that you've been. How does that experience help you as you campaign here the next several months?
Well, I think that I have a good idea of how I can be effective, the things that I would be able to do once I get to Springfield. And having worked with seniors and advocacy groups for so long, I have a really good feel for what I believe the people want to see as far as changes in Illinois, especially in light of the budget impasse that we just came out of 6-8 months ago. So I think that being in touch with people making the laws and being in touch with people who would be affected by the laws give me good insight into how to do the job and how to campaign for the job.
Now, and what the incumbent, as Scott mentioned, with the incumbent Chad Hayes not running for re-election, how much do you think that helps? I mean, of course, Mike Maron, as people know the name Mike Maron over there in Vermilion County, but not having an incumbent in that position to run against, how much do you think that helps your chances this fall?
Well, I think it helps me a great deal. I'm not sure I could have beat Chad Hayes. I'm not certain I would have run if Representative Hayes was still going to run, especially after he did take that good vote to give us a budget. And some of the things that he did to enable 911 call centers to be funded. Mm. He did some good work while he was there. And I don't think that I could have got past him. And I know I wouldn't have tried.
Well, as you look at this now, just I imagine you're going to maybe take a little bit of a breather, but I imagine not much time left. This is your first run for public office, and I'm sure there's some things that you've learned. Anything you want to change as you campaign for November?
No, not that I'm aware of yet. I'll take a look. It's so early.
Yeah.
I need to take a look at precincts and see how I did in individual precincts and kind of determine where I need to concentrate some of my effort. But I think that the approach will be the same, as just to tell people what I'm about and give them the opportunity to vote for me if they want to. I'm not going to be able to make people vote for me who don't believe what I stand for. So I need to reach the people that would.
She's Cindy Cunningham, the nominee for the Democratic side of things in the State House District 104 in an effort to replace Chad Hayes this November, taking on Mike Maron, the Republican, who was uncontested in tonight's primary. Cindy, congratulations, and we'll be talking to you again down the road.
All right. Thanks so much, Michael. Right,
have a good night.
You too.
Thanks.
And we continue here with our election coverage in our News Talk 1400 studios in downtown Champaign. WBBM is reporting now that Kwame Raoul has won the Democratic primary for Attorney General. And if that holds, Kwame Raoul will oppose Erica Harold, as one of those will win the race in November and replace outgoing Attorney General in Lisa Madigan. Another race that has been called tonight is in the 15th Congressional District. On the Democratic side, Kevin Gaither has defeated Carl Spohr, and he will face incumbent John Shimkus. Kevin joins us now on the line. He is a Sullivan native and a Charleston resident. Good evening, Kevin, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
We appreciate you waiting there for a few moments. You have the now daunting task of trying to unseat an incumbent who has been in his seat since, I believe, 1996. Knowing that task is ahead, how are you feeling tonight?
Well, I feel pretty amazing about this task. You know, I've always been an underdog in a lot of ways. And, you know, finding somebody that's been in a seat for over 20 years and hasn't really delivered is something I would love to take on. And I'm glad to do it.
What do you think put you over the top against your opponent on the Democratic side, Carl Spohr?
Well, you know, what we did is we took our message to every single community and every single county in the, you know, the 15th district, which is a third of the state, 33 counties. And, you know, we talked to people, we listened to what they had to say, and they have a lot to say. You know, a lot of them have never met John Shimkus, and I'd have to say in downstate, most people don't even know what democratic values and principles are. And so we've been sharing what those are. And what's amazing is that people really open up to what our message is, which is not a state democratic message or a national democratic message. This is a message that I've been taking to wherever I've been throughout my life.
Let us welcome in Kevin Tim Dittman from the Brookings Administrative Center. And we are talking with Kevin Gaither, now the Democratic nominee for the 15th Congressional District.
Hi, Kevin. Congratulations on your victory. I believe when you and I talked at our office several weeks ago, I can't remember if it was right before or right after the Parkland school shooting, but regardless of the timing, gun control and school shootings continue to be in the headlines, and unfortunately we just had another today. I know you and I talked about at length about your gun control measures that you'd like to see if you're elected to Congress. I guess since that's continuing to be at the front of everyone's mind, your thoughts, are you still basically sticking to your talking points on the campaign trail, or have you shifted a little bit at all?
Well, I think if you shift your position based on what's happening, you really don't have a position. You know, so I stand behind my views about guns and gun violence. You know, I've been a victim, I guess, of gun violence, and I've had friends that have been murdered. You know, and the thing is, what's really happening with guns, especially at schools, is a terrible thing. And each community is dealing with it in a different way. You know, when you talk with people, they're very concerned about people coming for their guns. Democrats have actually not done that. The president is the only president that, to my knowledge, that has ever come forward with a proposal to confiscate guns without due process. And he's a Republican. You know, my policies are about common sense measures that I think the majority of people in this district actually agree with.
Kevin, this is Michael Kaiser back here at the radio center in the studio here. I just wanted to ask, you know, talk about this. The district, you mentioned it already, 33 counties compared with the 13th Congressional District, which also touches part of our listening area, only has 14. So you have 33 counties, a lot of places to touch, a lot of rural areas as well. But How difficult has that been to, you know, touching that many counties? Obviously, you did well in the primary here tonight, but going into the fall, you know, to try to go up against an incumbent, just to touch that many counties and that many people, how difficult is that task?
Well, to me, it's not difficult at all to talk with people, to listen to what they have to say, and to do something about it. You know, just for an example, you know, I was down in Rosa Clare, which is down on the Ohio River, and you know, it's a very hard pressed community, and the library there is probably the only place for children to go after school, and they were they hadn't received any funds from their local their local county because of some shenanigans going on, you know, that happened, you know, these things happen, and they also hadn't received any funds from their state either. And so when I heard that they were on fumes, they were really struggling to keep the doors open, I just immediately called Comptroller Susana Mendoza's office, and within a week they had a check, you know, and that's what I've been taking as my approach. I mean, I've done this throughout my life, you know, where you see a problem and you get to work, and I just don't see our current representative is doing that, and I think people here in these 33 counties don't even know what good representation looks like. And that's what I want to show them. And I'm going to get into every single community and really learn what these people have to offer, which is a lot. You know, they've suffered a lot, but they're very resilient people, and they deserve so much better than they've been getting.
Kevin Gaither, we appreciate your time. Congratulations on your victory as the new Democratic nominee in the 15th Congressional District race. We'll be talking to you down the line.
Yes, thank you so very much.
It is 11:04 here on News Talk 1400, WDWS Champaign-Urbana, News Gazette Media Station. More election coverage when we come back.